It's been a little more than 3 months since Taylor Amy became president of the University of Texas at San Antonio. TPR's Camille Phillips spoke with him to find out his plans for the city's largest four-year university.
Taylor Amy's predecessor, Ricardo Ramos, resigned in March following allegations of sexual misconduct. But Amy says that didn't factor into any decisions he's made since he took the reins at UTSA in September.
Actually, what's interesting is that my time at my prior institutions, which I hold in very high regard, the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, Texas Tech, University of New Hampshire, these were issues that were endemic at all of these institutions, and we were at various points in the process while I was a senior leader in addressing them or improving them or continuously improving them.
However, Amy says the university will soon put a plan in place to better respond to sexual harassment in the future based on a new report from a task force.
They have many good recommendations in it, and we are going to be responding to that later this week with an update to the community about where we're going with it and what we'll be putting in place moving forward starting in January. And it's going to be around victim support, but it's also going to be especially focused on training, bystander training, and how we train faculty and administrators in this space, but also how we train students to support each other in this space.
Amy's top priorities right now are growing UTSA's reputation as a research institution and expanding the university's downtown campus.
You might have been following the discussions that took place around why we didn't go after the Amazon opportunity and bid on that, and part of the issue was we didn't have a strong university presence downtown, and I think that to prepare for the future, we have an urgency about using our opportunity there to be responsive to that.
If I remember right, the goal for the downtown campus is to triple enrollment?
Something along those lines. I don't want to get out ahead of our planning processes, but I'm expecting that just like the downtown campus at Arizona State, we have a chance to grow to our current number of total students that take classes at the downtown campus is about 4,000. That dropped from a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, of 7 or 8,000. We've dropped precipitously. I think we can get back to 7 or 8 in short order and think about going to 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 students in a very strategic way as we develop the buildings and the programs that go there. But the end game in 10 years might be something like 15,000 students with a residential environment, with students and faculty living close by in property that gets developed by the city or developers, and creating an environment that's pretty dynamic in a place that coincides with the increasing livability downtown that's happening because of the tech corridor and places like that.
During that presentation, it seemed like there was a lot of ideas, but nothing for sure yet. Are there specific plans in place yet, or are you still creating ideas?
We're in the process. In my mind right now, our thinking is that the first thing we need to do is declare around one of the properties that we're going to develop the opportunity to have housing for students and faculty and more program space and mixed use so that you can live on campus and eat on campus and enjoy being there on campus in addition to what you have in downtown and in the local environment there. So yeah, we're going to be launching something in January that tells the world we're getting on with the business of this.
President Amy also confirmed that UTSA is asking the UT system for a tuition increase of around 3%. The board is slated to vote on that request in February. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.